my experience. I've only seen one person ever with scleroderma. That doesn't mean that there isn't more of it out there, just in my particular individual experience. But it is relatively rare, and you will see that. Here's another diffuse connective tissue disease that starts with skin involvement. So both SLE and scleroderma start with skin involvement. This is the second time I think we've seen the term Raynaud's, the R-A-Y-N-A-U-D-S, Raynaud's phenomenon, and swelling in the hands. Raynaud's, obviously you can see since it starts with a capital letter, is named after somebody, and this is a phenomena that is characterized by tingling and sensitivity in the hands and the feet, and then the blood vessels tend to contract, and the hands can get very tingly and very painful and very cold, particularly if it's cold outside. And this can be brought on by extreme in temperature, particularly cold temperature, can also be brought on by weather change and other changes, and by stress, sometimes by exercise. And the skin will look a little bit differently. It can almost look blanched and very tight as the blood circulation to that part of the body is decreased. It's decreased because the diameter of the blood, small blood vessels leading to this part of the body are really tight. So the diameter of the blood vessels are very small. It's not getting as much. So it gets kind of shiny and tight looking. So this person needs to protect their hands. And whenever they are out, if they live in a part of the country that has cold weather, they just need to make sure that they always have gloves in their pockets. Because things like that, particularly the cold, can bring it on. Over time, Raynaud's can come with other autoimmune problems too, so this is not the only one that it's with. Over time, the skin, particularly on the face and on the hands, but particularly on the face, and the subcutaneous tissues underneath the skin become tighter and tighter. So hard and rigid are the terms that are used here. Mask-like is the appearance that takes place to the face. Did you say something?
Yeah, I had a patient on the floor that had advanced scleroderma.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like seeing plastic, all the wrinkles disappear, okay? And the mask gets kind of tighter and tighter, but you're saying this extended to other parts of the body. And the skin not only gets tight, but it gets kind of taut and shiny looking. Did it have that appearance?
Yeah, like you would.
Yes, because there was more than his skin that was involved. Yes, but more so in the hands. Like I said, I will give you handouts on this.
That
you have, I know. But I mean on the autoimmune part. On those three, you don't have. Low back pain, first word here is true, certainly. Very common, very common. And given it both the terms acute and chronic, and of course acute and chronic have that dividing line, and it's just time, it's amount of time. If it's an acute problem, it usually resolves itself. Chronic in this case is not a 6 month, but a 2 months without really any improvement. But it's a big cause of loss of work, big cause of economic drain on the system, and a third cause of disability. Various things can contribute to it, certainly trauma. But obesity rears its head again on this list. And then you see all other kinds of things that can contribute to this. And look at what shows up on here. We would expect to see smoking on the lung cancer list, but here we see smoking on the low back pain list, or the back pain list.
Why do you suppose that is?
Right now, I am drawing a total blank on that. Could be nutrition, could be blood supply, oxygenation, circulation, more of a generalized thing. Unstable ligaments, weak muscles, osteoarthritis, so all different kinds of things. Whatever can stress the back. If you think of it in that way, think of pregnancy. Women in the third trimester of pregnancy frequently complain of backache. It's a stress on ligaments. It's an increased weight. It's a redistribution of weight. So several of the things on this list come into play there. Osteomalacia. This is a term I want you to look up in your dictionaries. It's a bone disease that really is slightly different from osteoporosis. And it's a problem that is related to the use of and the distribution of minerals. And if you look at points 3 and 4 here, it might be in the dietary intake. In other words, is the origin deficient, dietary origin deficient, or is it a matter that the dietary origin is fine, but there's a malabsorption problem, so these things are not getting into the system? Thought that the primary defect is a deficiency in activated vitamin D. And what product do you see in the dairy aisles now? What does orange juice say on it? And that says vitamin D. Right. So there are many products now. Yogurts, of course, milk. But it will, for a long time, vitamin D you didn't see on things. You might see calcium, but you didn't necessarily see vitamin D. But now you will see both of them. The underlying problem is that something isn't in the right place. This we can relate back a little bit to diabetes. With diabetes, when you've got insufficient insulin or insulin that's not working well, you've got intake of carbohydrates and broken down into glucose molecules, and the glucose then needs to get to the cells, and in order to do that, it needs the insulin as a carrier over into that, and it can't get there, so it's not in the right place. So the glucose is circulating in the bloodstream and then shot out by the kidneys, but does not get to where it needs to be. So here we have calcium and phosphate that are not where they need to be, are not moved into the calcification sites in bones. And because of the problem with vitamin D, or not having enough vitamin D to help do that. So there's a softening and a weakening of the skeleton, which causes a variety of different kinds of problems. So this is a very different kind of problem, and the underlying cause of it is different than osteoporosis. Oh, humor infusion. Yeah. I don't know where I got this picture. But the words down at the bottom say, "Were you sleeping during the ortho workshop?"
Look at the traction on his fingers.
Yeah. Yep, and a lot of weight on those on both ends here, and of course the safety components are real. Take a short break. I have two videos that we're going to look at, just as a review on diabetes. They're quite good. Okay.